One of the toughest things for me to wrap my head around, but it's also one of the easiest things. I don't know how it's both all at the same time, but it really is. And that is to appreciate and understand that one of the hardest, if not the hardest thing about dealing with other people is that they make us feel things, and it runs the gamut. There is a myriad of feelings that we can experience when dealing with other people. And I know at the end of the day that it is what causes my suffering and why it's such a struggle for me and for many people that I have worked with and taught mindfulness to over the years is it's not so much how they make us feel, it's all the thoughts that I have about those feelings. It's all of the internal reactions that I seem to struggle with and to try so hard to resist and avoid and deny it and pretend like it's not happening when it really is. And to get more specific about this particular subject, I had one of those really eye-opening experiences this past week, in that I found out at least one of the things about dealing with other people that I would say probably dislike the most. And there again, when I use the word dislike, I also want to say that anytime I get wrapped up in liking or disliking anything, I'm setting myself up for unnecessary suffering and for more struggles that I don't really have to undergo if I choose not to. But I'll get back to that in a minute. This was one of those really almost comical situations. I was planning an event that is going to come up in about a month or so, a public event, and I had two people that I had happened to meet in different venues for different reasons, had no idea that these two people knew each other and that they had dealt with each other in any way, shape, or form. And somehow it came out when I was speaking with one of these two people that they had very strong feelings of dislike for this other person. And immediately I realized in that moment that there, you know, I never like being in the middle, and I doubt that I'm the only one. I have a feeling that there's plenty of people who feel this way. But being a recovering people pleaser the way I am, I don't ever want to, you know, be doing anything that's making anyone unhappy. I'm not ruled by that, but essentially I'm aware of the fact that if I'm not paying attention, I can struggle with this and engage in behavior in which I'm trying to make everybody happy, and at the same time I'm making myself nuts in the process, and I'm driving myself crazy trying to make everybody else happy. So I become aware of this and basically am talking with the other person in this particular situation, not really trying to start the conversation, but he becomes aware of the fact that I am having this other person involved in this event. And I begin to hear from this person, and they sort of are taking the role of the victim. So I have one person who is just, you know, literally fully invested in judging this other person, you know, expressing extreme dislike for them. And they were trying to explain to me that they didn't want me to feel like I was in the middle, but it's kind of hard not to when you're the kind of person that's wired the way that I am. I know I'm not responsible for this. I know I have nothing to do with it, but it generates a lot of emotional reactions for a lot of different reasons. And I know it's not up to me to fix the situation. You know, nobody's asking me to build a bridge between these two people. I'm not hung up on being the peacemaker, so to speak. But it's still uncomfortable, and it brings a certain energy. Anytime we're involved, at least from my perspective and my experiences, anytime that I'm involved with one or more people, or in this case a group of people, that some of the people don't like the other people, so to speak, you know, there's negative energy that gets brought into this. So I want to get back to the whole point about the point I made earlier, that one of the hardest things about dealing with other people is that they make us feel certain ways. This past week, I felt a lot of different feelings, but the most prominent ones were that I felt very badly that these two people did not like each other. I felt very badly that even though there was no way I could possibly know this, you know, I was feeling bad and feeling badly and feeling, I don't want to say guilty, because I know it wasn't my fault or I wasn't responsible, but yet it still kind of pushes those buttons. And then there's this whole feeling of just negative emotion when we're around someone who is saying, you know, terribly, terribly horrible things about someone else that we're involved in. So there is a lot of people not liking other people. And what I realize, and this is also very important, is that I'm not immune to this. I don't in any way, shape, or form want to give anyone the feeling that I'm above this or beyond it. I have had plenty of times in my life when I have struggled terribly with disliking people, with not wanting to open my heart to people, with not wanting to be around people, with not wanting to be associated with them, with even feeling sometimes judgmental toward, you know, or judging them in some way. Now, I'm not proud of this, nor do I think most people, you know, do I think most people would be. But at the same time, it's almost exhausting when I really stop to think about how much energy can be expended not liking someone else and sharing those reasons with others and kind of repeating the same story that happened. If there's some story that, you know, that you know, when this occurred, it's all of the, you know, being immersed in remembering what happened that is so exhausting. And every time we take ourselves through another cycle of this, you know, we're, in addition to not liking people or reacting to not being, I'm the one that isn't liked, somehow I'm wrapped up in this mind drama. It's this self-generated drama. And that's really what I want to talk about for a moment, is that I really got an opportunity this week to watch someone who was just absolutely vehemently angry at someone else and saying some of the worst possible things about this person. What struck me more than anything, and there again, there's no judgment involved. This isn't, you know, I'm not the one to determine, you know, whether this person is right or wrong. I don't even really care if they're right or wrong. But what was interesting was it was a lens in which I was able to see from a mindfulness standpoint that, and there again, I could see some of myself in this person who actively did not like this other person. I have been this person before. But what's interesting is that I was able to see how caught up they were in the thoughts that they were having about the feelings that they had about this person. And they were almost to the point of they couldn't see anything else. There was this singular focus. And I became aware very quickly when I tried to talk to them about why they felt the way they did about this person, that I could actually feel the anger indirectly. In other words, it was being directed towards me. Maybe some of that was in my imagination to a certain degree. Some of it, I think, clearly it was anger towards this person, but it was going through me, you know, at the same time. And I felt that negative energy. What I realized was that I don't know, and I could not ask this person this, and it certainly did not seem appropriate. So the best thing I could do is to remember when I felt this strongly in a negative way about someone else, when I was really busy being the person that did not like someone else. What I remember most about it is that before I practiced mindfulness, I could live in that mind space for days, weeks, months, years. I could literally continue to be completely immersed in these negative feelings about, or these negative thoughts about the feelings I was having about someone who had wronged me in some way, who had done something to me, who had slighted me in some way, or treated me in a way that I didn't think that I was deserving of. Whatever it is, what I realized is that what is most startling is how long a period of time I could not be aware of the fact that I was bringing this on myself, that I was so wrapped up in these feelings and these thoughts about not liking someone or closing my heart to someone or even hating someone. It's, you know, it's all just a matter of extremes, that I'm not really here. I don't think, and I thought about this a lot because I had an opportunity to kind of be on the other side of this, in that both of these people at the last minute canceled their participation in this event, and it left me in a position where I needed to scramble to try to go ahead and still keep the event going. And then there was all these feelings of rejection, which I'm feeling like, you know, now I feel like they're taking it out on me. And the thing is about all this is, even the not liking, you know, the actively not liking someone, this is not really as much about me as I want to believe that it is. But if I'm not aware in any way, shape, or form that I am reacting to my feelings of my negative feelings towards someone, that's all I can see, is that this is all about me. If I am not aware at all, and this was a real eye-opening moment for me to realize that, you know, I was completely, you know, I was starting to not like them. I was starting to engage in feelings of not liking them because of what they did to me. But there again, they didn't do anything to me, really. All they really did was choose not to participate in this. But I keep saying this, and I'm kind of showing both, you know, both extremes of this. You know, neither one of these people actively hurt me at all. I don't know. I can't say for sure whether these two people hurt each other. It's not really up to me to decide that or to determine it. But at the same time, what I realized was there was an extreme amount of a lack of awareness when these feelings are being completely bought into and given energy to, and someone begins to identify with the person that's either not liking someone or feeling rejected or hurt by someone. And I know now that the best thing that I could do, and I was able, thankfully, to do it in this moment, because when I found that these people were no longer going to participate in this at the last minute, then I began to start feeling negative, you know, feelings towards both of them. And I caught myself, luckily, very quickly, and realized, and there again, it does not mean that I am an extraordinary human being. It just means that it's, you know, at some time in the past, I have practiced being aware of my own self-talk. I've practiced being aware of what my thoughts are, what my internal reactions are to the feelings and emotions that I'm experiencing. And it's essentially referred to as mindfulness practice. It's really as simple as that. It's not easy to do, but it is very simple in terms of what this is all about. And really all it's about is me being aware that I am reacting in some way. I'm engaging in habitual thoughts. I'm locked in a loop of telling myself a story about how these people wronged me in some way, about how they hurt me in some way, about how they rejected me, and then that they really didn't care about me. And there again, as you can see, this begins to be an extreme focus on the self. I am so busy, wrapped up in these feelings about myself, that I really can't objectively see what has happened. And all this was really generated, all this mental activity in my head was generated around being around other people. I have chosen to live my life like most people have. It doesn't mean that there's anything, you know, there's nothing to be, there's no reason for me to be congratulated about it. It's just that we humans are social beings and we tend to want to be around other people. It's not always easy to do. But what I found is that if I'm going to be around other people, and because that can be so much of a source of pain for me, because I choose to let it be that by not being aware of what I am telling myself about how I'm feeling, and I'm not being aware of what I'm thinking about feelings that are coming up when people make me feel a certain way. I've heard the distinction before that people don't really make us feel any particular way. It's been said, I've heard, that we choose to feel this way. I don't know if I agree with that 100%, and it doesn't really matter, because I think really what it boils down to is that, you know, in order to be fully human, And there again, this isn't, you know, this isn't something that, you know, that I've decided that this is the absolute truth. It's just in my own experiences. To be fully human for me means that I want to be open. I want to be, I have to be vulnerable. I can't protect myself and shield myself from people if I'm genuinely going to be with them and be who I am when I'm with them. I can't act a certain way. I can't brace myself against anything. I can't protect myself against anything because then I'm not really being open to them. I'm not really being genuinely who I am in any given moment. And the only way that I can allow myself to be fully human and to be around people and to not be afraid of what may happen is to be aware of the fact that I am, because I'm human, there's a tendency for me to think about how I'm feeling in any given moment. There, you know, I can be around someone and feel a certain way. I'm not going to blame it on them, even if it's something they did. They're blaming anyone for anything in this case, in my mind, doesn't really help anything. It does not lead to healing for me. It does not lead to any abiding joy. It doesn't lead to a meaningful life. It just leads to me trying to decide and assign blame to, you know, on someone for making me feel a certain way. And where mindfulness has really helped is that I've accepted the fact that being around people, just like mindfulness practice, being around people, being social and being in life and being involved with people and allowing myself to be open with them, it's just as much of a practice as being mindful is. It's just the, it's really a related practice. In other words, I can only really be around people effectively, and I can only be around people and experience some of the joy that is available if I'm also willing to be present for the possibility that there could be pain, that there could be disappointment, that there could be frustration or confusion or whatever the case may be. And the only way I can do that is by being aware of what my mind is doing. I can pay attention to my own reactions and my own thoughts to how, you know, regarding how I'm feeling. And at the same time, I can be fully present with other people because of the fact that if I really am paying attention to what my mind is doing, the only way I can really do that is by paying attention to what is going on in the present moment. It all, in my mind, really goes together. That if I, you know, I can't really see what my self-talk is like. I can't really see clearly what I am doing to myself in terms of how I think about how I feel if I am somewhere else in my head reacting to something that somebody I think has said or done to me. Because I'm busy replaying the story. I'm trying to, and why we do this, I have no idea. There must be some payoff in this, but we continue to tell ourselves the story or replay the movie in our heads over and over again. And every minute I'm doing that, trying to remember why I don't like this person. And I've had this happen before that I can, you know, really be wrapped up in and really invested in feeling like I don't like someone only to, at some point, without it being planned, without it, you know, I never thought it would happen that I would be around this person going into the situation feeling like I quote unquote did not like them, but was still being kind and respectful. You know, I was obviously harboring bad feelings. I was obviously harboring, you know, bad thoughts about this person, only to find myself literally getting angry at myself at some point when I find myself, quote unquote, liking them suddenly. And I don't know if that's something that other people can identify with. I have talked to a few people about this. There's a feeling of frustration of, you know, all of a sudden it's like, why am I liking them now? I did not want to like this person, but now I do. And the thing is, it's all really silly. The words that we use, liking, not liking, really what it comes down to is somehow without me realizing it, I let my guard down for a minute and just saw this person for who they really were. I let go of whatever story I was telling myself about why I didn't like them previously, about how they had wronged me in some way. And whether they did or not, it doesn't really matter. It's just the fact that I am, you know, when I'm doing this, my heart is closed. I'm not open to them at all. I'm not open to seeing the truth of what really happened and is happening. I'm not really paying attention or being aware to what's happening right now because I am up here in my head remembering what they did to me at some point, why I have to feel this way. And I have caught myself several times after having this happen where I find myself suddenly, quote unquote, liking this person, and then I'm trying to talk myself out of it and feeling like in some way I haven't been true to myself because suddenly I like them, but I don't want to like them. And I think the silliness of this just goes to show and illustrate the fact that the futile nature of trying to be so focused about whether I, quote unquote, like or don't like someone. So what I've chosen to do instead is to not even really pay attention to those words. Yes, they are words that are used commonly, but to me it doesn't really matter whether I like someone or not. For me, what really matters is, am I really being aware of what my mind is doing and not doing? Am I paying attention to what's happening right here, right now, when I'm with this person or interacting with this person? It's not so important whether I like them or don't like them. It's about whether I am opening my heart to them, whether I am being true to myself in that moment and honoring whatever it is that's happening and paying attention to it. And really what I find is that a lot of the feelings that I had when I felt like I did not like them, a lot of the thoughts that were occurring were basically happening around some decision that I had made at some point in the past, and that the truth of that situation had changed. The fact is that maybe I felt in a certain way like I wasn't comfortable around them, or didn't like something they said, or you know, or possibly I thought that they did to me. But that moment has passed, and now there, you know, as we all do, we all change from moment to moment. You know, I'm basically sitting in front of or standing in front of a different person, and if I am not so wrapped up in whether I like them or not, it doesn't even really matter to me anymore. It's just a matter of being with whoever I find myself with in that moment. And maybe some people I have found that, you know, I don't necessarily always, quote unquote, like being around them all the time. There may be things that they say or do that irritate me in some way or get on my nerves, so to speak. But it doesn't really matter because, and there again, I'm not saying that we should, you know, force ourselves to be around people who drive us crazy to prove that we can be strong enough to do that or that we're going to somehow accumulate some sort of merit for doing it. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is, yes, I mean, if there's someone that I really clearly am uncomfortable with being around and I've given, you know, myself an opportunity to be around them enough to know that this is really not changing at all, no, I'm not advocating that I continue or anyone else continue to be around someone if they just really don't feel like it is something that's healthy or beneficial. But at the same time, there are people who I do like being around most of the time who once in a while do, for whatever reason, say something or act in a certain way that I find myself completely reacting to, and all I really have to do is be aware of the fact that I'm reacting to it and that I don't really have to pay so much attention, and that instead I can pay attention to just being with them in that moment and not really being so fixated on what it is that's making me uncomfortable, unhappy, irritated, or whatever it may be. So to kind of bring this to a conclusion, what I'm really finding is that mindfulness practice itself, by paying attention to the feelings that I have, I can be more aware that it's, you know, that it's, this is not as much about me as I thought it was. It's just, this is the way this person is. This is the way I am in this moment. I don't have to make it so personal. It's just that for whatever reason today, something that they're saying or doing is getting on my nerves. I can just basically sit with it and be with them. And clearly, yes, if it's beginning to be a situation that is unhealthy or dangerous, no, I'm not going to continue to do that. But at the same time, I can't control if I want to just live my life, and I did that for years, trying to only be around people and trying to really control things to the point that I was only around people who did not irritate me or make me feel bad about myself. The list of people that I could really be around got smaller and smaller, and my willingness to be around new people because of the risks involved in not knowing how they were going to behave, I did not want to take that risk, and so I closed myself off. And what I realize now is that practicing mindfulness, being more aware of the fact that this is not so much about me or about them, it's just an impersonal process of my mind reacting in certain ways. It really isn't all about me. It really isn't all about the other person. It's just, this is what's happening right now. And by deep, you know, not identifying with it so much on my own behalf or on, you know, or believing it's about someone else, it's, we're just two people or a group of people that this is going on right now. And at some point it will not be going on anymore. It will pass. However I feel or, you know, about someone or a group of people will pass and it will change. So it's, I found that it's beginning to be much easier to be around people because I don't necessarily need to protect myself or orchestrate the outcome. And I don't have to avoid being around new people. I don't have to try to control all the circumstances like I used to and expend so much time and energy trying to put myself in the best position possible so that I didn't have to pay the price when things didn't go the way that I had hoped. I can just genuinely be with people, and it really does not matter so much anymore whether I like them or whether they like me, and that's really almost another discussion. You know, I can get so wrapped up in whether people like me or not that I'm trying to be whatever it is I think that they're, you know, wanting me to be or need me to be. But there again, from a mindfulness standpoint, I'm not really here. I can't do that with people. I can't interact with people that way. All I can really do is be the me that I know how to be and be aware of my own behavior and be aware of what I'm saying and the way that I'm behaving. Not to overanalyze or paralyze myself with analyzing every move that I make. But it's really more about just genuinely being with people without needing to think so much about it and worrying so much about whether I like someone, whether they, you know, I don't, whether they like me, whether they don't, and if they don't or I don't, why not? And whose fault is it? And it really does make things much easier to just be in the moment and pay attention to what my mind is doing. It doesn't being around people clearly is not as difficult as I've believed that it was for most of my life. And it actually can be much more rewarding than I've ever thought that it could be. But in order to reap that reward, I have to be willing to take the risks. And the only way I can do that is if I can have a practice that I'm sustaining to pay attention to what I'm thinking about what I'm feeling so that I can cope when things don't go the way that I had hoped, because they're generally very seldom ever going to go the way that we hope. So I want to be prepared for that and not be afraid of it. It's just really as simple as that.